The Flight of Gemma Hardy, a novel by Margot Livesey, narrated by Davina Porter. Part 1. Chapter 1. We did not go for a walk on the first day of the year. The Christmas snow had melted, and rain had been falling since dawn, darkening the shrubbery and muddying the grass. But that would not have stopped my aunt from dispatching us. She believed in the benefits of fresh air for children in all weather. Later, I understood, she also enjoyed the peace and quiet of our absence. No, the cause of our not walking was my cousin Will, who claimed his cold was too severe to leave the sitting-room sofa, but not so bad that he couldn't play cards. His sister Louise, he insisted, must stay behind for a game of racing demon. I overheard these negotiations from the corridor where I loitered, holding my aunt's black shoes, freshly polished, one in each hand. "In that case," said my aunt, "Veronica and Gemma can walk to the farm to collect the eggs."
"Oh, must I, Mum?" said Veronica. "She's such a—"
The door to my uncle's study was only a few feet away across the corridor. Hastily I opened it, stepped inside, and shut out whatever came next. Not long ago this room had been the centre of the house, a place brightened by my uncle's energy, made tranquil by his concentration as he worked on his sermons. But last February, skating alone on the river at dusk, he had fallen through the ice, and now I was the only one who spent any time here, or who seemed to miss him. Just inside the door was a pyramid of cardboard boxes, the remains of my aunt's several recent purchases. But beyond the boxes, the room was as he had left it. His pen still lay on the desk beside the sermon he'd been preparing.